From the Ozark Folk Encyclopedia under W, walking. I am a hijacker of happiness on the hikeway, but I sometimes walk into trouble without asking for it. In the walker's catalog, I'm a non-professional. With me, the destination doesn't matter. I walk for health and for fun. Guy Howard, the walking preacher of the Ozarks, was a professional walker, wearing out 7 pairs of shoes a year in walking to his appointments in the back hills. He walked a long time before fame and fortune crowned his efforts. He had to write a book about his experiences to get his name in the big papers. That book is a sort of walkie-talkie with human interest written large, and it tells a good story. I don't spin shoe leather as Brother Howard did. If the path is smooth, I carry my shoes and go barefoot. It is good to feel the sole of one's foot on the warm earth. Once I walked straight into a proverbial hornet's nest and got my feelings stung through circumstantial evidence. That was in the Big Springs country of Missouri, a land of extravagant springs and lush scenery. I was following a lonesome road through the Current River hills when it happened. It was during the flaming fall review of autumn, which we sometimes designate as the moon of painted leaves, and the hills were a riot of confused colors. I was taking my time, fooling along, enjoying the scenery as I walked. Suddenly, an automobile whizzed around the corner and stopped so close to my heels that I jumped like a scared bullfrog. 2 men got out of the car with shooting irons primed for action. It was the law, the sheriff and a deputy from a nearby county seat. The situation didn't look good to me. They didn't say a word, but slapped a pair of handcuffs on me and pushed me into the car. Later, I learned that a murder had been committed in the adjoining county, and they were rounding up suspects. I was a stranger and was walking directly away from the scene of the crime. When we arrived at the sheriff's office, I told who I was, where I lived, and what I did to earn my bread and butter. But my words did not carry much weight with the law. That high sheriff was hard as nails and twice as sharp. I carried no driver's license at that time and had no identification card on my person. It appeared that the sheriff was about ready to take me through the jail door, which was only a few feet away. I didn't like the idea, for, to my knowledge, no Rayburn had ever been in jail, and I didn't want to break the tradition. I told the sheriff that I belonged to a good family, but he was doubtful. I had just about reached the end of my rope and was ready to accept my fate when a deputy came rushing into the office all hot and excited. "We've caught the killer," he exclaimed, and my ticker missed a couple of beats. The sheriff apologized and invited me to have a cup of coffee with him at the Wayside Cafe. I have always respected the law, but my respect was tested to the limit on this occasion. I wanted to spoil the dignity of this high sheriff with a punch in the nose for thinking that I was a killer. What's the country coming to when a fella can't walk down a country road without getting picked up? From then on, I carried an identification card in my pocket when walking in strange places, and on occasion had an automatic revolver stuck in my belt. Once, in the Boston Mountains of Arkansas, where the hollers are as deep as the hills are high, I walked right into a moonshine still and had to think fast to save myself. A guard with a long-barreled rifle stopped me and asked me what business I had in that part of the woods. I had to be as quick as a bat on the wing with my answer to avoid suspicion. I told him I was a schoolteacher looking for a job, and some folks in the village had told me that a member of the board lived in these parts. It was a damn lie, but I got by with it. I hit the nail square on the head, for it happened that one of the moonshiners was secretary of the school board. The guard called him out, and we had an educational conference right there by the side of the road. I was offered the job of teaching the school, and I accepted it. But when I got back to the hotel in the village, I packed my bags and lit a shuck in a hurry. If I ever meet up with that board member, I believe I'll apologize, but I hope I never see him again. He had a look in his eye that would set the woods on fire.